Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. Don't worry, KFC are no better. They fry fries in the same oil they fry chicken. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. McDonald's. They make cheeseburgers. They make double cheeseburgers. They make quarter pounders. They make double quarter pounders. They make Big Macs with two patties and a special sauce. They make a McPlant. Why can they not make a double McPlant or a Big McPlant with a special sauce? Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I've never eaten a McPlant, but my son is, and he has. If he wants a double McPlant, he has to buy two and then put them together. And obviously, that costs double, which any of the other doubles don't. The McPlant is relatively new, and it is basically the only vegetarian meal option that they offer. Obviously, this does not include fruit bags, hash browns, and fries. Surely they could make a wider variety of food or burger options to vegetarians and vegans. They come out with all sorts of special burgers for limited periods, but they never make anything extra or different for vegetarians. If you want a vegetarian breakfast, you have to have an Egg McMuffin, which still costs the same as one with bacon or sausage. Don't worry, KFC are no better. They apparently fry their fries in the same oil that they fry their chicken. So he won't even eat their fries. I get the distinct feeling that our car doesn't like Easter. Last year, when we went away at Easter time, we got a chip in the windscreen from a stone whilst going up the A1. The following morning, it cracked all the way across. Went out just after we got there, and a pheasant flew straight into the lower front grille. Still haven't got that fixed. This year, it decided to completely pack up the afternoon before we were due to leave. We had to get it towed home. Couldn't get it towed to a garage, as it was the bank holiday, and they were shut for the whole weekend. This obviously meant that I then had to get it towed from our house to the garage the following week. It turned out to be the coil pack that had packed up. Thankfully, we have another car, which I use to get to work. It's not quite as big, or probably anywhere near as comfortable, and definitely less technologically advanced. But it gets me to work and back. I had to transfer the roof box over, and we went in mine. I started writing this piece about National Poetry Day after hearing an article about it on the radio. It wasn't until I started looking into it that I found out that National Poetry Day is on the first Thursday in October each year in the UK. Had I realised that, I probably would have waited until October. But then again, it doesn't matter when you write it, you can read it anytime. Most people, I feel, would say that they either don't know any poetry or just a few lines from something that they had to learn at school. Many would say that poetry is stuffy, complicated, and too highbrow, or that it's not poetry when it doesn't rhyme. Others think that rhyming every other line is too simplistic and the sort of thing that you wrote in primary school. The truth is, it's all poetry. The sonnets, the rhymes, the prose, long story types. This got me thinking. An awful lot of song lyrics are often very poetic. The trouble is that the poetry often gets lost in all the noise of the music. If you just take the time to listen to the words and think about them and not just sing along, or even better, read the lyrics, you might even find that you actually like poetry after all. to go and collect a vanload of mostly flat-packed bedroom furniture to deliver the other day. I was going to collect it early so that I could deliver it early for the fitter. I was to meet the fitter, who was going to help me unload and get it into the bedroom. When I got to the house, the fitter was not there. The customer was sitting watching the FA Trophy final between Aldershot Town and Spennymoor Town from the previous day on catch-up. We got chatting about non-league football and the fact that I've been to a number of non-league grounds following Tranmere. It transpired that he supported Boston United. We have friends in Boston, so we talked about Boston and their new ground and the club's aspirations for the next few seasons. Having escaped relegation from the National League, about as closely as Tranmere had from League Two. The FA Trophy understandably came up, as it was still on. I told him about my first ever trip to Wembley to watch what was then known as the Amateur Cup Final in 1973. Our boys' brigade company organised a trip for about 12 of us to go and watch Walton and Hersham versus Slough Town. I remember that it was yellow and blue against all red, so it looked like the 1971 FA Cup Final, Arsenal versus Liverpool, from 2 years earlier. Walton and Hersham won 1-0, and many years later, by the magic of eBay, I managed to get the programme for the game. It turns out that Dave Bassett, former Wimbledon player and manager, was playing for and was captain of Walton and Hersham that day. After about 20 minutes, I unloaded all the boxes and units on my own, and the fitter had still not arrived. Just for a change on Saturday afternoon, we decided to have a cream tea. When I say a cream tea, we had a cup of tea and scones with cream and jam. This was something that we did virtually every Saturday during lockdown. And then it just dwindled and died out. Probably because after lockdown, we could go out, do other things. We were not stuck in the house. I've probably said this before, during lockdown, but we always cut the scone in half, put the cream on first, and then put the jam on top. I'm not going to say a Devon cream tea, because it's served that way in quite a few counties, and is a widely recognised way of serving it. Anyway, we had raspberry conserve, not strawberry jam. Not only that, there are enough scones that we can do it all over again tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and please come by soon to listen to more Ramblings from Aloft.